And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 17th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of Shinichi Suzuki, born in Nagoya, Japan, 1898, who gave us the Suzuki violin method, teaching children to play classical music by listening and imitating as they imitate speech. It's the birthday of Arthur Miller, New York City, 1915. His father was the wealthy owner of a coat factory. Family had a big apartment, a chauffeur, summer home at the beach, and then lost everything in the stock market crash of 1929. Had to move to a poor section of Brooklyn, into a six-room clapboard house where Miller had to share a bedroom with his grandfather. His uncle on his mother's side, Manny Newman, lived in the neighborhood. Uncle Manny was a salesman. He was a big talker, had big schemes for the future, even though he was struggling to make ends meet. Miller got involved in drama when he was in college, wrote a play, All My Sons, 1947, and just before the Broadway premiere, he went to an advanced performance in Boston. Standing outside the theater, looked up and saw his uncle Manny, whom he had not seen in years. Realized that Manny was on a business trip to Boston. He'd come to the play on a whim. Arthur Miller said, "I could imagine his grim hotel room, the long trip up from New York in his little car, the hopeless hope of the day's business." And a year later, Miller learned that his Uncle Manny had committed suicide. He decided he had to write a play based on his uncle's life. He talked to Manny's two sons, interviewed them, and then holed up in a tiny cabin in Connecticut and sat down and wrote Death of a Salesman, produced in 1949. In the last scene of the play at Willie Loman's funeral, one of the characters says, "For a salesman, there is no rock bottom to the life. He don't put a bolt to a nut. He don't tell you the law or give you medicine. He's a man way out there in the blue, riding on a smile and a shoeshine. And when they start not smiling back, that's an earthquake. A salesman is got to dream, boy. It comes with the territory." Here's a poem by Patrick Phillips, entitled Once. The father of my son's friend watched his father die, then for some reason came, still grieving, to a soccer field where I, a guy he knew or kind of knew, stood with the others, trying not to stare at the "there but for the grace of God go I" of him, his eyes raw-rimmed behind dark glasses, as herds of little bodies shrieked and galloped all around us. Whoever he was before, a trace, a remnant now, shaking in the gray October wind. The truth about love, about all of us, so plain in him, there was nothing left but to pretend I was not watching out the corner of my eye. When the muddy dog and the bouncing ball and the children chasing after it all seemed to veer and disappear inside him. A poem titled Once by Patrick Phillips from Elegy for a Broken Machine, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to planning for your success. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more. In stores or at Staples.com, Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.